So we're doing, we're just skipping a little bit, because the next Gemara we're up to is really the Nayim stuff. So since we're learning Bas V'Cholov, we're going to jump a little bit to some more about another Bas V'Cholov Sugi, and then we'll go back to the Nayim. Okay? So it's on Kozayin on Beis, Mishnah on Kozayin on Beis. Sorer Adam Basar Vina Bachas Achas. A person could like a bundle, I guess, right? Put together meat and cheese in one like napkin or one towel, one cloth, whatever it is, as long as they're not touching one another. That implication being,
if it could be that they touch each other, it would be awesome.
Right, you're not allowed to put them together if they are touching.
Because they are.
If they touch each other, then you got a problem. Because he's saying you're allowed to put them together. Right, because this is similar to like challah. Challah is an issur to put it on the same table. So it's saying, well, what about if I want to put it not on the same table, but in the same cloth, in the same bag, whatever, something like that. So it's saying that's okay if they don't touch. If they touch, you have a problem. But if they don't touch, then you're okay. What the problem is with touching, the Gemara is going to get into. What the problem is if they're touching, the Gemara is going to get into. Okay, but what about, what's the idea here? Okay, so that's one thing. But the halacha of the Mishnah is not telling you about the touching part per se. It's touching about the part that you're allowed to put them in the bag together if they're not touching. Right? I mean, Pelan, it's a chiddush. You may have thought that would be asar. You see, it's also put them on the same table, so it's also put them on the same bag. Right? Saying, no, that's not true. Okay, so that's one thing we have to explain. Right? That's the first halacha of the Mishnah. Okay? Then you have another halacha. I'm showing a little Omer. Shnei achsanoim ochum al shulchan echad. So you can have two guests eating together on the same table. Okay? One guy's eating meat, one guy's eating cheese, and you don't have to worry about it. Right, Rashi, in lacha, shiochol zem, you don't have to worry that one guy's going to eat from his friend's thing. So apparently, this or ha'Allah, it seems to be qualifying this or ha'Allah. Allah is saying you can't have meat and milk on the same table, but saying it depends. Saying that if there are two guests, let's say for the time being, let's say two strangers. Okay, we'll see the Gemara to get into it. But let's say for the time being, two strangers. You go to a cafeteria and there's someone else that you meet and you're eating milk. So is it a problem? So it says, no, it's not a problem. Okay, you're not worried. That's not the Isra Hala, apparently. Even though they're on the same table. Apparently you're not worried. You're not concerned. All right, so you have two halachas here. It's like, and now that you know the halacha of Hala, that you know how to put meat and milk on the same table, there seem to be two things the Mishnah is coming to teach us, which are not cases of that Esser. First of all, if they're not on the same table, but they're in the same bag, let's call it a bag, okay? Same bag is not a problem of Allah. And two, is if it is on the same table, but they're two different people, let's say two strangers, then it's also not a problem of Allah. So two halachas in the Mishnah, right? Okay, so maybe we could define these halachas. Okay, that's a good first one. Let's start the first one. So what's the idea? What's the idea of that? What's the first one Allah teaching us?
So it sounds like
the Mishnah, just from the way the Mishnah is talking, is that you know there's an Isra of Allah. Allah means you can't put them together on the same table. Now it's saying is that how far does that go? Maybe you'd say it can also be you can't put them in one Ripachas. In one Ripachas. But it's saying no. That doesn't go that far. Doesn't go that far. You could put them in one Ripachas. Oh, but a separate thing they can't touch. Separate thing is in Ripachas they can't touch for whatever reason, the mysterious reason the Gemara is going to get into. But essentially it's limiting. It's saying that the Isra of Allah doesn't apply in Ripachas. And like Michael said, I think this is a good approach, is that the reason why is because the Mipacha, the problem with the Shulchan wasn't simply because of proximity. Right? It wasn't simply because they're physically close to one another or anything like that. Or because they're contained on the same surface or something. It was because the Shulchan was the object, the entity which contained the Seuda. Right? And putting it on the Shulchan is like the Haskalah Seuda. So by putting milk and meat on the table, it's like you're creating a Seuda of Basar V'Cholov. That's the beginning of Achila. Right? So that was the problem. It's not just because they happen to be close. They're close. Just because you put two things close together doesn't mean you can eat them together. One doesn't have to do with another. Right, not everything you put in the cabinet. You have a million things in your cabinet, right? Your pantry. So you can eat them together. There's nothing with eating them together. All right. So just because you wrap two things up doesn't mean you can eat them together. The table is already the first step in achilah. You put on the table. You don't store things on your table. The table's for eating. So therefore, olah is a problem. Al shulchan is aschalas achilah. Aschalas tilu basar chal is a problem. But it's saying if mit bacha, so it's true you're storing them in a bag together, but they're very close and they're conceptually united in their container. But it's saying still, that's not Allah. Allah is because Allah is Allah. Allah Shocha. That's it. Precisely because of Shocha. Right, that's what I was saying. So but then David asked a good question. Is that didn't we already know this? Because the very previous line in the Mishnah, which in our Gemara is really a few daf before, but Kriftal and Bez, it says Beza Shocha Namru. Says that very qualified. It says what table is there a problem? It's only the eating table, but the buffet table, right, where you set up the food in order to serve from, says that's not a problem. You're allowed to put them next to each other, right? So doesn't that already tell you this idea? Is that because since you don't eat on the buffet table, but still I might say it's a problem because they're physically very close together or whatever, and it's teaching you no. Don't say that, because it's only in the Suda, which is called Sechila and all that. So once I already know that it's mutter to do it on the buffet table, certainly it should be mutter to do on in a bag, or in a mitvachas, whatever, you know. So David's question is what new chiddush is teaching above that table thing? Right? That's your question. But I still think, although the way Michael is setting it up, is good, though, because I think it's just smoother way to read. And I don't think it's an unanswerable problem. I think it's just you have to differentiate between the cases. Why would I think that the shulchan would be okay, but the mitbachas would be bad? Okay, so we're just so we have an idea here. Is that just to start off for starters? Is that see? There's a very big difference between putting two things on a table and putting two things in a bag together. See, because that table is just a place where you put things. I mean, it's like a countertop, a table. I mean, you just put things down on a table. So there's no intrinsic, like, spatial relationship, but there's no relationship per se, because two things happen to be resting on the same thing. I mean, two people stand on the floor, doesn't mean they're related. Two things are put down on the same countertop, doesn't mean they're intrinsically related. Because that's a table, it's just a place where you put some things. So you don't want to hold it, you put it down. So you put two things on a table, why should that be an intrinsic relationship between the two? And in fact, it isn't. The only reason it is because when you deal with a table, Betorah Se'uda, so then it's not just a storage place, then it's the beginning of a meal and all that stuff. But just if you put it on a stomach countertop in the middle of the order, the table in the middle of the order, that's not there's no havamina that would be a tziruf, spatially. They just happen to be two things that are next to each other. They're on the same table, who cares? But a bag or a container, see a container, when you contain two things in the same container, that is, you could always spatially have inside from the tomb. Because now its location, so to speak, is within this object, within this bag, within this mitbachas, within this thing. That's its location. Its mechitzas are the walls of this container. Now, so if you have two items in one bag, and a bag isn't just time you put something down on. A bag is where you're containing the thing. You can put two things in the same bag. That's a mitzvah from the two. Spatially, these two things have a tzirf. They both have the same location. I mean, they're the same. But putting it down on a table isn't like its location. I mean, I think it's not a location. But a table, you just, or whatever, you just put it down. That's where you put it down. I mean, it's not, I don't say that like that, that's its identified location because you put it on the table. I mean, there's no. Nothing intrinsically mitzvah, just accidental. They happen to be on the same table. But in a bag, it's not accidental. You put a thing in a bag, like a lunch bag, you see, or whatever bag, your knapsack. It's things which are put together. A bag is because you want these things to be together for whatever function you want to do with them. So therefore, spatially, the bag is a mitzvah. So therefore, they're two different things. So I see, you'll say, so the table's never inside. So what's the thing by the table, Shulchan Shesoda Osnav Shul? Fine, so let's go back to that. Okay, so we'll start there. But that's the chilah between the cases. So back to the beginning. So the whole Mishnah, the original Mishnah on Kuf Dalet Amabez, so that was saying is that's the issue of Shulchan. And the issue of Shulchan is not because they're spatially mitzurafim, but because the Shulchan is Aschalas Achilah. Now the question is how do you? We've said this before. Is maybe you could argue that Sulchan Shulchan Shulchan is also Asfalas Achilas Pasul Chalav, because the you put it on the buffet table. That's the beginning of that's dinner served right there. So I say that's also Asfalas Achila. So maybe I'd say that's also a problem. So he said no. Kamash Malan, the Mishnah taught you that it's only a problem on the Shulchan Shulchan of itself, because I think this is what we said at the time is that it was the Chafsa Shel Seuda is the Shulchan is a component of the Chafsa Shel Seuda. That's where the Achila takes place. The Achila is on the Chafsa Shel Seuda. So by putting them both on the Chafsa Shel Seuda, it's not just that it's Aschalas Achila, but it's they are both now united in the insofar as the Seuda is concerned. Okay, the Achila, the Makom of the Achila unites the two. That they're it's like they're combined in the Seuda itself. The place when it's on the Shulchan Seuda, it's true you could say the Gavra was Maschil, is Aschalas Seuda, because he set it up, he served it. But you wouldn't say they are combined in the Chafta Shel Seuda. Okay? The Chafta Shel Seuda, so that's what I'm saying, is that I might have thought that simply Aschal Seuda itself is closer, that if they're combined in the Aschal Sechila, namely on the Shel Seuda, love, no. Since it's not true. The idea of Aschal Seuda is only when it's in the Chafta Shel Seuda itself. And that's the Shulchan Shel Chalav. But that's all insofar as the Mitzarif because of the Aschal Sechila, because of Shulchan. But then there's another framework of tziraf that you may entertain. You may say, so if they're physically mitzurafim, simply through their contained, they have the same location, the same container, then they say, also that's a tziraf. So that might be a problem, that's mitbacha. That's the Mishnah teaching you. No, that's not a problem. That, there's no issue like that. The only tziraf, which is a problem, is a tziraf in the framework of seuda and achil. But simply a physical mitzarif isn't a problem. Just because they put them in the same bag, it's very nice to put them in the same bag. They're very close physically, mitzarif and all that. But what does it have to do with eating them together? There's no tziraf like that. It's because of, it's only, the only issue is when it comes to seuda. Okay? And which is good, because then the Gemara is going to, according to this logic, the Gemara's question is going to follow good. Who cares if they're touching? Why should touching be a problem? Right? According to this logic, that the only tziraf which is a problem is the tziraf of seuda. Right? And simply physical tziraf isn't a problem, so who cares if they're touching? Let them be the highest degree of physical tziraf. But what's the difference? Doesn't that do with achila? And that is what the Gemara asks. The Gemara's given an answer, but that's the Gemara's first question. And if they're touching, who cares? Who cares if they're touching? Why should you have that limit? You should have gone all the way. Okay, so before we get to the Gemara, that part of the Gemara, let's do the second part of this. The second part of Mishnah is telling you, Shem Gamliel saying that if you have two guests, I don't know if there's a machlokes about this, it's hard to know really, but it's Shem Gamliel saying, I don't know, you know, I don't see anyone who argues, but so he's saying is that you're allowed to put the two guests could eat on the same table, meat and milk, and you don't have to worry. And Rashi says, okay, so the Isra of Allah does not apply to two guests. Okay? Presumably means, as of the normal case of Allah is what? The normal case of Allah is just one guy. I mean, one guy. One guy takes meat and takes milk, puts milk on the table. That's a problem. But so maybe you'd say is that Isra is even if two people. It's there is one person, two people. So I'd say two people also it's a problem. So it says, no, that you don't have to worry about. That you don't have to worry about. The Gemara is going to get into, let's say, what kind of people. Are they two guys? Are they friends? Are they not friends? You know, but I think the Mishnah is just the simple case of Allah isn't talking about different people. It's simply talking about one guy. He puts meat and milk on the same table. Says he can't do that. So then but the Mishnah will come and teach you is that doesn't apply by two people. Okay? Doesn't apply by two people. Okay, two people can do it and we're not worried. So let's define that. Okay, what's the Haminos Moskva? Simple way to learn is that the basic case of challah is one person is mila meat and milk on the same table alone, that's a problem. And the Gemara Mishnah's teacher, certainly he'll say, but two people are okay. Two people you don't have to worry about it. The Gemara then is going to say, well, not any two people, it depends. Two people could sometimes be like one person under certain conditions. If two people are close, are they friends, or, you know. But that's a further qualification we're going to get into. But for the time being, let's treat as two people. You don't treat as two strangers, fine. Treat two strangers. But what's the, apparently I may have thought, I mean, you could argue, I mean, it's on one table, who cares, they're strangers, what's the difference, table's table. And so what's that one's supposed to be? Okay, good, so David says, and Michael echoes, that It seems this is just simple. I mean, this makes sense. I think these are follow from our definitions. Is that it's teaching you is don't think that the shulchan, because so far you follow shulchan, right? That's so far what the Mishnah is. It can't be my lana shulchan. So far, so saying,
yeah.
So when you say that there's a Allah, the symbol of Allah, it's saying don't think that it means that the physical table is a mitzarif. And as you say, the table's a physical object, and you can't an isser of being milo on the shulchan, because the shulchan is an object of siuda, whatever it is, and since the shulchan is this kind of an object, it's a mitzarif. I was saying, no, that's not true. It's not true. You can't, that's a simplistic way to look at it. Even though the Mishnah says halal shulchan, but it's not so simple. It's shulchan because shulchan embodies a siuda. It's the vehicle of the siuda. Right? So, it's when you put them on the same table, it's not because they're on the same table, but it's because they become part of the same seuda. Right? That's the idea. And in a seuda, everything's eaten together in a seuda. So once they're part of one seuda, then you have a problem. You can't have a seuda, bas and chalav. Oh, but if you have two people who happen, like in a cafeteria, if I bring my food to the table and you bring your food to the table, that's not one seuda. We have nothing to do with one another. So what, how does that one seuda just have? Then the table is no longer a uniter. It's not a vehicle of relating everything together. Then a table. So I say, well, I'm putting my food, and you have to be putting your food. But the table then is not functioning as this entire table isn't functioning as the holder of the object of the suda. No, this half the table is the part of my suda. The half the table is my part of suda. So it's like in a sense like there are two tables. It happens to be they're physically connected. But the shulchan is that which holds the suda, and there are two sudas going on, two different people eating two different things. So how is the shulchan itself isn't going to be a mitzvah? Now it just happens to be on the same physical table. But a physical table, like we said before, that's not a mitzvah. There's no such syrup like that. It's only because of the sudas, two people, two sudas, no problem. Right, certainly strangers, it's easy to see. If they're closer, they're friends, I mean, that's the one I was going to get into. The one I was going to further break this down, or break down this concept. But for at this point, it's just to take strangers. Right, so now the Gemara. So the Gemara is taking over the point is that you just told me, you know, you're allowed to put them in the same container, either physically mitzvah, it doesn't matter. Because the only tzir they're worried about is shulchan. It's only shulchan, because achila, that's the mitzvah, it's the realm of achila. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says, so according to that logic, so even if they're touching, it should be fine. Right, even if they're touching, it should be fine because physical tzir isn't a problem. Aye, but yotaina, maybe then you're gonna be cooking them together or something. It says son of its own, no. Right, so it's son of its own. So if you can put that, so because the Gemara knows what you may think. You may say the problem putting them in the bag together is because now you're gonna be cooking. Because you put two hot things together in a bag, then they're gonna be cooking one another. Right, so it's gonna be a problem with bishul or whatever. But it's saying no. It doesn't say anything about. It doesn't seem like we're talking about. You're taking out things, it's just a piece of meat and a piece of milk, so who cares? And if the touching were only a problem when it was hot, the Mishnah should have said that. Or something. But it sounds from the Mishnah that it's a problem if they're touching, even if it's cold. So if it's cold, you're not cooking them together. If physical tear, if you said there's no problem like that, why if physical tear should be a problem, if touching is a problem, then why isn't it in the same bag a problem? I mean, how do you join that line? So what's the problem here? Alright? So where it says, Amar Abaye, Nehi de Klipa Loboi. It's true that the two foods don't need Klipa. Namely,
cutting off,
peeling off the top layer. Right? If you have two foods which are put together, and they're hot, let's say, so then you could need Klipa. So there's certain absorption. There's a cooking which goes on, and there's an absorption of one to the other. So then there's a halacha of Klipa. You peel off the outer layer. Okay, that's the minimal absorption. So it's saying it's true you don't need klipa, but there's no absorption here. Dacha mila boy, but don't you? You still need washing. You have to wash it off. It's a wash off because what are you washing off? I mean, because if they're going to touch, then you're going to have physical remnants of the even if they're cold. So it's not going to be absorption, but there's still going to be a physical remnants of the cheese on the meat and meat on the cheese. So you're going to have to wash them off. So. Somehow the Gemara is saying is since you're going to have to wash them off, therefore you're not allowed to put them together in the first place. Okay, I mean, that has to be explained. I mean, so what? So wash them off. So why is that a problem? Fine, put them in the bag together and wash them off. Something funny going on in this Gemara, you know, the Klipa thing, and the, I mean, what's I mean, because it sounds like klipot is because of the cooking, but then all of a sudden it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like something else is going on here or whatever. I mean, that's good. So what's going on here? Something's happening here. What's the problem?
The clear implication is that if you put them in, I mean, the Mishnah said that you're allowed to put them in the same cloth as long as they don't touch. The implication is, but if they do touch, then you're not allowed to. So it's not just that if they happen to touch, then you wash them off. Because that, of course, you don't need the Mishnah to tell you that if they touch and they have, you can't eat meat and milk together. That's not what it's teaching you. It's teaching you is that you're not allowed to put them in. You're not allowed to put them in a situation where they're touching. But the question is, why not? What's the problem? I mean, it's an interesting halacha. I mean, it would seem like if you wouldn't be allowed to. It sounds from this, you wouldn't be allowed to take a piece of meat and cheese and put it on top of a piece of meat cold, and then take it off. Why not? I mean, because you, why? Because you're going to have to wash it off. Okay, so I'll wash it off. I don't have any problem washing it off. That's back. So what is the problem with ha'ala? Ha'ala was the problem that you can't put practically. Your chushesh and ha'ala is that you're going to put them on the same table. The table is the beginning of eating. You're about to eat them, so you can end up eating them together. But I'm going to say, no, maybe I'm not going to eat them together. Maybe I'm going to discern, and I know there's Nishan Basar Chalav, and I'm not going to eat them together. But the answer is that's the chashash. Chashash is that since a table is a situation of achila, the chazal asar, a situation of achila, is Basar Chalav. You can't create a situation which is omed for achila, Basar Chalav. And what's the situation that's omed? Even though the two objects are totally distinct, but they're on a table, and a table is basically the beginning of achila. So therefore, the putting them on a table is creating a situation which is omed for achila, spasa v'chalav, and that's the chal maser. Right? Now, this is the same exact thing. Because if you put meat and milk together, touching, so now basically what you've created is an object, a food item, which is meat and milk. Until I wash it off, basically this piece of meat has cheese on it. So this piece of meat is a piece of meat and milk, right? And it's only l'achila because it's a food. So that's even worse than halal. Halal, at least, they're two items. But you're saying the table makes it that it's only that I'm going to eat them together. So, in other words, you have to have two things. You have to have, first of all, that they're each only l'achila because they're foods, and the table makes them only l'achila together. But here, you don't even need the table to make them together. They're already physically together. So the table, which was bringing them together, you just did. You made them together. They're physically together. You have one object of meat and milk, so which is omeid l'achila. So you've created a situation which is omeid l'achila, spasa v'chalav. So it's the same problem as halach. So I'm saying there's an iser to create a chafza of tzoren and zonin. Create a chafza of tzoren, because that's like, that would be like haschalas achila, spasa v'chalav. It's like you're creating an object which is omeid la'achila, and you're creating an object which is omeid la'achila, object of basar chalav, which is omeid la'achila, saying that's awesome. That's awesome. Okay, that's like, that's just like this of Allah, because the first step of achila. So it means it's, you're relating them in the framework of achila. So here, it's not exactly the same thing, but here you're creating an object which is an object of basar chalav. And without a heter, you're going to be a violated basar v'chalav. Basically, you're going to eat it because that's what's only to eat. So, without a hat there, you're going to end up you're going to violate basar v'chalav. So, by the tsuda, you only need the table was necessary because the two things aren't related. So, the table related them vis-a-vis the unit of tsuda. I mean, but here they're already related. So, you're creating the isser is and isser rabbanon to create an object of basar v'chalav. Create an object of basar v'chalav. Now, it could be, it seems, maybe you could have argued, is that this thing going on in the Gemara there about klipa, and so you may have thought that that's very nice if they absorb one another. You know, so then you actually have one object which is like mutually absorbed of basar and chalav. You know what I mean? So now you could argue it's like there's a real union of basar and chalav. But maybe you'd say is that if it's sonim, it's sonim, so one's on top of the other, there's no real union here. They're really just two things. There's meat and there's milk, which have to be, you know, physically on top of one another. You know what I mean? So it's not, but it's not one entity. So you may have thought that's not a problem. But maybe the teaching is that it's true, like conceptually, it's not one entity. But in terms of achila, it's one entity, because since I have to wash one off, that if I'm going to eat it, they're attached. You know what I mean? And the only way to get them apart is to wash it off. So it could be, insofar as Achila is concerned, they really are one entity now, you know? Because even though, like in substance, they're not unified, but so absorption is really what makes them into one Ocha. But here, they're two Ochlim, which have to be attached. But since I have to wash them off in order to separate them, so it means physically they're touching. So far as Achila is concerned, they really are one. You know, the Mais Achila, which will take place on it, is the Mais Achila of Basa and Achala. So it's saying that's still going to be a problem. I'm saying there's a subtle hot minaska there at the Shonen and Sonen. Because you may have thought that it's only a problem if they're hot, because then that's, if you tell me, what's the Isra here? The Isra you're going to have to say is, you can't create an object, the Basa B'chala. So how are you creating it? There are two separate things. The way you create an Chatzah and Ochal is through Blias. That's an object, the Basa B'chala. So therefore you may say, it's, who cares, it's Sonen, you're not creating Basa B'chala. They're saying, no. You still are, because since it's you need to wash it off, so insofar it is both of a chalav insofar as like object of achila. Mais achila is concerned. Mais achila, which will take place on it, will take place to both of them simultaneously, unless you wash it off. So you're creating an object of which is an object which, in the, so far as mais achila is concerned, is an object of achila. And saying that's also included in the answer. So that's still a problem.